we all really believe in each other, and I think we're kind of like coming from the same page as far as why we want to make music and where we want to head in our careers. So it's just kind of like butter for me.
Hi, this is WMUK's Let's Hear It, and that's Nashon Holloway, a brilliant young singer from Kalamazoo, who, with her equally talented bandmates, Mark Niskanen piano, Andrew Rose bass, and drummer Christian Newman, joined me in the Takeda studio at WMUK not too long ago. They've all had formative musical experiences at Western Michigan University and named their group after one of their original songs. Tonight on Let's Hear It, music and conversation with As the Sea on WMUK.
Timing, shining.
Possessed of an extremely true and versatile voice, Nashon Holloway nevertheless chose English as her major at Western Michigan University, graduating in 2013. Her gift did not go unnoticed by jazz faculty or students in the School of Music. In fact, it was jazz studies director Tom Knifick who brought Nashon, Mark, Andrew, and Christian to my attention. All four perform in multiple projects outside of this group, but As the Sea is a major creative outlet for them. They're thrilled with the original songs they write together and like to share them in the intimate setting of the house concert. Pianist Mark Niskanen is a native of Finland. Andrew Rose grew up in Moscow, Idaho. Drummer Christian Newman hails from Chicago, but Nashon Holloway grew up right here in Kalamazoo, absorbing the sounds of her parents' record collection.
My parents are big music listeners, and my dad had Bobby McFerrin, Bob Marley, and Paul Simon, mostly just the Graceland album in the house, like, you know, with, I think, Ladysmith. Black Mambazo is on that record as well with him. And then my mom listened to Daryl Coley, Anita Baker, and I would sing with Mary Poppins every day and try to emulate her intonation. And so I didn't realize that would be a skill I'd use later on in life.
Julie Andrews,
yeah. I would do an impersonation, but I don't want to embarrass myself because I do love all sorts of singing. But anyway, my personal first three loves, I always say, were Nat King Cole, Nancy Wilson, and the Jackson 5. So,
wow, that's quite a variety.
Yeah. So that's me.
Well, Nashon, I wonder if we might stop now or take a pause to listen to an original piece of music from As the Sea. This one, I believe, is called Riddle Me Why. Is that something that you wrote, Nashon?
I wrote this song, yes. I also play the acoustic guitar as well. And when I came to start writing this song, I had this idea in my head of, you know, you watch television and you kind of wonder what maybe could be better in the world. Like, oh, why are people fighting? That kind of thing. And I just imagine, you know, many of us, I do this myself, you turn off the TV and then you go upstairs, you get warm in your bed and you don't do anything about it necessarily. And this song was just like, you're what's missing in the world. You're in your house or you might be just a spectator. And the reason it might bother you is because you're actually inspired to change something. And so this song is more about, I mean, I do it in a contradictory way. I represent an opposite point of view from what it is that I truly believe, saying that they're not like us, so we shouldn't maybe not help them or maybe, you know. But I definitely believe that we have more in common with those people that are suffering than we're even aware. So when we reach out, you know, it's just like awesome. So that's the point of the song.
This is also the first song that we've worked on together.
Yeah.
Nashon came over to my place one day, like last year, about this time actually last year, and she brought in this idea and taught me the song, and then we worked on it together. So this was really the first, kind of the song that started this project.
That's where it all began. Mm-hmm. Well, here's As the Sea, Nashon Holloway, Andrew Rose, Mark Niskanen, and Christian Newman on WMUK's Let's Hear It.
Mother, watching them cry. And mother, I know that when I question, you sigh, but help me see the lesson in saving your pride. Oh, riddle me why. She says, darling, they're not like us. She says, darling, they're not like us. Oh, she says, darling, they're not like us. Oh, father, what if it were your brother or mine who lost his way and fell on his eyes? What if you cried, Father, I know that when I question, you sigh, but help me see the lesson in saving your pride. Oh, riddle me why. He says, darling, they're not like us. He says, darling, they're not like us. Oh, he says, darling, they're not like us.
From the studio at WMUK, we heard Riddle Me Why, an original song by Nashon Holloway and Mark Niskanen, who are two parts of As the Sea. That is Nashon Holloway vocals, Mark Niskanen keyboard, on bass, Andrew Rose, and on drums, Christian Yeoman. What a thoughtful song, Nashone. I actually wrote down here, is this almost a modern day follow-up to Marvin Gaye's What's Going On?
Right on.
You know, and you almost answer the question of what's going on with, well, people see the other people as other and not close to them.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of dig deep when you're songwriting.
Yeah, my brother calls me a deep sea diver, and he's like, yeah, you stay there.
As the Sea. So the name of the group is As the Sea. Where did you come up with that phrase?
Well, Mark asked me to write a lyric for a song that he composed, which he did in 40 minutes.
I did in 45 minutes.
45 minutes as a project that Fred Hirsch actually inspired. Did you want to
Yes, it's
that?
The song started as a project for my senior thesis for Lee Honors College here at Western. I was in New York studying with different composers and learning about their methods and processes, about how they go about writing songs, right? And so I was writing down different things, anything from musical things and theoretical things to extra musical, you know, like how, you know, what do they eat or what do they do before, what do they do after, how do they manage their time and stuff like that. So Fred Hirsch gave me this idea to write songs every day for 45 minutes, and it has to be done in 45 minutes, and you have no leeway with that, right? So 45 minutes, set a timer, and go. And once it's done, that's it. You can't change it anymore, right? So this is how the song started. I honestly was not thinking about anything. I mean, there were things that I was thinking outside of composing at that moment, and that's what influences the name of the song and the lyrics of the song later on. But in that moment, I was just kind of 100% concentrating on writing, and I was kind of in the zone and doing that kind of thing. So yeah, later on, I changed a couple of things.
Oh,
so I didn't completely follow the rule. But yeah, that was a project of mine.
And then he asked me to write a lyric based on a Japanese philosophy or a way of life, which emphasizes the fact that there is one meeting and one life that you live. Life is an endless cessation of unrepeatable moments. And this was Mark's idea because he had been in Japan. I wrote this lyric like, we are like the sea, like the shore, that we're like waves, and there's another generation after you. And that's what the lyric, it's really something that I actually came to begin to employ as like a lifestyle. It came to me so very profoundly, like even like for me. And I'm really glad that he asked me to do it, because it, hopefully you like the lyric and you listen very intently to it, because it, we mean every inch of that piece.
Well, you've led us right to a perfect place to stop and play As the Sea. Let's all listen here on WMUK's Let's Hear It. Nashone Holloway, Mark Niskanen, Andrew Rose, and Kristen Yeoman, As the Sea. Thank you. Here in the Takeda studio at WMUK, I'm with As the Sea, a quartet of extraordinary musicians, all trained at Western Michigan University. That's Nashon Holloway, vocals, Mark Niskanen on piano, Andrew Rose on the bass, and Christian Newman on drums. And they've just played for us an original song, As the Sea, the name of the band as well. And what a beautiful sentiment in this song. Maybe I can start with you, Nashon. You said to listen carefully to the words, and I did as best I can, although I'm notorious for misunderstanding lyrics. Okay. But it had the quality of a blessing or a wish for not just people you know now, but people in the future. It really Absolutely. Did have a sort of timeless look, feel to it.
I'm about to sound really funny, but I do believe in like good vibes and vibrations and like light in the universe and the power of your voice. I mean, kind of going on into the ends of time and space. And I don't know, this song is definitely, I don't know if I could use the word even a meditation. At the end, we sort of all go somewhere together. And that's like, that's just, I think, what we believe. I don't know.
A technical question for you, Mark. I think listeners would like to know how you achieved that unusual buzzy tone at the beginning that really makes a different sound print for this song.
Yeah, so I'm inside the piano with one of my fingers and pressing down on the E flat, right below middle C, and holding the pedal down and then playing the note. So it's kind of a more percussive sound, and yeah, it changes the tone of the string that way.
E flat back in the 19th century when there was less tempered scales, I think people wrote about different qualities of different keys, and I don't know if it was Beethoven, but I think E flat was the key of love. So
Do you know an interesting fact? I believe it's 44 octaves. A black hole resonates on a B flat 44 octaves below your hearing. So technically, like, there's stuff that you can't hear. You can't hear a dog whistle and stuff like that, but you probably can't hear the sunrise either. There's sounds all around you that are just... So we try to participate with those.
Outside of our
E-flat,
frequency.
B-flat and otherwise.
Right. Well, I heard Curtis Smith say once, there's no wrong notes, just intervals.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's continue if you guys are ready for another song here. I think this one is called All the Simple Things. Where does this begin?
This song begins, I came across it as an improvisation. So it was just me noodling on the bass. And it's amazing how it came to be. I really like the story of this song and the progression of it and just the journey that it took. I think it was just me and Mark, you know, sitting in a room. You know, we decided to rehearse. Nishon couldn't make it, and so we just took an iPhone and we just I just sat down at the piano and started singing along and playing the beginnings of this song, and we recorded that and we sent it off to Nishon. To put some lyrics to it, and so the next rehearsal I end up missing for whatever reason, I can't remember, and I come back and this song is completely, it has a new flavor, you know, it comes back to me, and it was just really surprising and lovely to see what these musicians added to it and what they took from the recording that I sent them. It was really a neat progression.
Songwriting is such a sort of organic process. Mm-hmm. You just keep your ears open and add flavors.
Yeah, I think that's a really important part of this group, is we've been able to really spend time with each song and really craft an individual statement, a unique statement out of each one. And I feel that that's really important for us, you know, for what we want to portray. So that's a lot of time of us just bouncing ideas back and forth. It's really a democracy here, and I think that's really a very important part and what makes the music seem so free and joyful.
Yeah, and one thing that I really appreciate about this group is, you know, we have so much trust between each other that, you know, we allow ourselves to, you know, kind of mess around with another person's work, you know, and we trust each other to do that, you know. So in Andrew's case, you know, we rehearsed his song the following week without Andrew, and we made changes, but we were trusting that, you know, he's not too protective of his own creation, right? And that goes both ways, and that's always how we work. We, you know, all of us always have input on, you know, each other's work. It's kind of our mutual baby that way, you know.
Yeah, and as along the trust line, I remember when I got the recording of that song, we always mentioned this story. I wanted to stay true to Andrew's original idea out of respect, and also just, I don't know, it was really inspiring, but it's a little funny because he was singing while he was playing, or maybe Mark was playing, and he says, though sometimes I try to write a song that's not overly complicated. And it gets really silly. And then I was like, oh, he's talking about this concept of simplicity, simple things. Because sometimes once you're trained, you you want to make everything complex or complicated rather than complex, because there's complexity and simplicity. But, you know, we try to focus on things like a lover dressed in covers, lost in sacred sleep, you know. So I tried to give him a high five, even though he missed that rehearsal. I wonder why.
Well, are you guys ready to play it for us?
Absolutely.
Of course.
We would love to.
Here's As the Sea at WMUK.
Speaks, though
Wonderful, wonderful, guys. All the simple things. Some wonderful images from you, Nishon. And you really picked out a different register of your voice on this song. It's really fun to hear twittering away at the top range.
Sure.
Is that a dangerous choice to make for you, or are you just like stretching sometimes?
Well, I always say to myself, can you sing or can't you? So make it happen. You know, like, I don't know, I'm always inspired by things like whistle tones, polyphonics, singing in the sensitive parts of my register, and challenging my range. I'm always up for using my chest voice and also using the head chest mix, all those sorts of things. And this song is definitely in my head voice. And we're looking to do some bigger, louder stuff too, but I felt it was appropriate. I try to sing with the song and not just be like, hey, I'm the lead singer. Listen to me, I said. So, you know, no, it's not just about me.
And Andrew, we really did get to hear some range from you as well. And that opening riff is absolutely infectious. I can see why the whole song got built on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
Great stuff. Mark, I know that you actually grew up in Finland. And boy, that seems to be a really great place to be growing up these days. Great education, great technology. What brought you to the United States and what brought you to jazz?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been playing the piano since I was, you know, 6 or 7 years old. And as you said, I went to a pre-college program in Finland, like a musical high school program. And I was always playing music, but at some point, especially in middle school, I kind of got sick of doing the same thing over and over again. I was playing classical mostly. I love the music, but just the idea of practicing every day the same passage of the same song for months, you know, that just kind of bored me, right? Bored me to death, honestly. And yeah, at some point, I don't even remember how I heard about jazz and improvised music, but I just remember being really excited about never playing the same thing ever again and always playing something differently, you know. And that was really interesting to me. And that was my solution to keep doing music and still be really interested and excited about it. So yeah, I kind of got into jazz that way and started listening to a lot of people. Like Brad Meldow was huge for me. He's this kind of young, well, I guess at that point he was in his 30s, a jazz piano player. And I started researching his life and what he did and who his teachers were. And I found out that Fred Hirsch was his teacher. And I started researching Fred Hirsch and listening to his albums. I loved it because it was kind of a combination of his classical background with jazz and improvised music. And that really appealed to me. So I was an exchange student after my high school for a year and found out about Western and played in some festival. And a professor at Western emailed me saying that, hey, you should come here and study here. And at first I actually wasn't too interested because I looked at the tuition and I'm like, whoa, you know, school in Finland is free. Why would I come here? But then I also looked at the faculty list and Fred Hirsch happened to be a visiting faculty member. So it was kind of a no-brainer to really look into this option. And yeah, eventually it led to coming here.
And Jeremy Siskind is a former student of Fred Hirsch too.
Yeah, exactly. So. And now he's my full-time, you know, teacher. And yeah, Jeremy Siskind is a monster. Yeah. He's you know, probably one of my favorite, you know, piano players in the world ever. So I'm very lucky to be here.
Well, Andrew, I feel like we got started a little bit. I'm picturing you with a bass guitar in high school.
Playing bass guitar in
Where
high school.
Where was this?
This was in Moscow, Idaho. There is a jazz festival there every year. It's the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival. And John Clayton has taken over directing that now. And it was one of the inspirations for me coming into this music, because I was able to see the greatest jazz musicians perform in my small little town. And then afterwards, I could go up and ask them questions. And it was a very hands-on learning experience for me. you know, during that week of the jazz festival, I would just ditch school the entire week and just go and just hang out and listen to all the clinics. And that was a major inspiration for me, you know, seeing something, you know, that comes from a big city, you know, some real culture and some real music coming into that small little community. It's really a treat.
Here you must study with Tom Kniffick.
Yes, that's right.
After how many years now?
This is my fifth year at Western. Yeah, so finishing out my master's degree. And Tom is he's a great teacher. And one of the things that I really wanted to do when I started to study the bass is I knew I wanted to be a good classical bass player as well. Not only jazz, but classical as well. And he is well-versed in both worlds and is able to really teach me, you know, everything I need to know about both jazz and classical worlds, really.
Well, you know, as engineer Martin Clem and I were listening to your performing there, he leaned over and whispered that you are one of the most in tune bassists he's ever heard.
Oh,
and
I was thank
like,
you.
I know, it's like, and I said, he can't have been playing for that long because bass players on stand-up bass have to be in your mid to late teens to get started.
Yeah, it's a big instrument.
You must have put in a lot of practice.
I started playing when I was 17 years old, and I just never stopped. I joke that, you know, the upright bass is the one woman that will never leave me. That's, you know, you can use that or not. That's kind of a dark joke.
Yeah.
Kind of a dark joke, but really I have a deep personal relationship just with the instrument.
Well, together as the sea, you've already established a reputation for house concerts, for performing in people's homes, and I have some questions about that experience. How different is it for you to be to playing with people's potted plants and pictures on the wall and the books in the library all around you rather than the sort of sterility of the concert hall?
I think it's really great. You know, these people let us into our homes and they let us, I feel like they let us into a part of their lives, a part of their hearts. And it's always a really special occasion. We always love talking to the people beforehand and meeting all of the audience and everything. And that itself, in itself, gives the concert a different flavor. It's like we're sharing it on an even more intimate level.
Exactly.
And this band, you know, it really shines, I feel, in that context, because we have a lot of really sensitive moments that might be missed if, you know, people were making, you know, drinks in the background or, you know,
That's your typical club atmosphere.
Exactly.
But do you get better listeners this way?
I find that's absolutely the case. And they feel as if it's a more special event to them. It just sitting down just for the purpose of listening, you know, to the music and sharing that together.
And there's sort of intensity that you lose in bigger venues and concert venues, you know, like the audience can hear us breathe. You know, we can hear them breathe. Mm-hmm. It's so close, and they can feel our, you know, what we're going through. Like they can see it, they can hear it, and it's just a completely different setting from any, you know, typical concert setting that we've done before.
Yes, and those big concerts are lovely as well. We love playing music anywhere. along the lines of breathing, you know, sometimes Andrew and I will compensate for the lack of percussion, and I'll use my mouth and my body, and Andrew will use his bass drum and sometimes, you know, his hands and stuff like that. And you can really, I mean, you can actually hear me just, you know, like really getting involved with the music in a, I don't know, very, as we said, intimate way, but it's a different type of honesty, a different element of your honesty through the expression in that context.
Right. And it's also hearkening back to an age before amplification.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of how, unless you put some sort of trumpet on your instrument, this is really how music was heard for centuries and centuries and centuries.
Exactly. Yeah. So now in May, we're looking for anyone who's interested in organizing something like this, yes. You know, and every host that we've had so far has been so, you know, so inspired, and we have been so inspired by them, and it's been overall a very, very positive and fun and kind of a mesmerizing vibe, and I feel like everybody wins in those situations. So if anybody who's hearing this is interested, they should contact us.
But anybody can do this with yes. a group of friends.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the room doesn't have to be big, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, I can bring my keyboard, so they don't have to have a piano. It's really, you know, there's so many different ways we can do this.
How would they get in touch?
They can go on our Facebook page. So if they just type Ask the Sea, also facebook.com/askthesea music, they can send a private message. If you don't have a Facebook, good for you. You can you can email us at askthesea music@gmail.com.
Well, Mark Niskanen, Nishon Holloway, Andrew Rose, and Christian Newman, you've been so generous with your music and your company this hour. I believe you've got one more song in you.
This song is called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. It is a Charles Mingus composition dedicated for Lester Young after his death. And actually, Mingus's last project was an album with Joni Mitchell, who's all of our inspiration as an artist, too. And Joni Mitchell wrote the lyrics. And I think Joni Mitchell was sensing that something was going on with Charles Mingus, and he happened to die during the process of this last album. And you'll hear that it's become a dedication both for Lester Young, the saxophone player, and Charles Mingus.
When Charlie speaks of Lester, you know someone great has gone. The sweetest swinging music man had a porky pig hat on. A bright star in a dark age, when the bandstands had a thousand ways of refusing a black man admission. Black musician, in those days they put him in an underdog position. And chitlins, when Lester took him wife, arm in arm went black and white, and some so red, and drove them from their hotel beds. Love is never easy. It's short of the hope we have for happiness. Bright and sweet, love is never easy street, yeah. Now we are black and white, embracing out in a lunatic New York night. It's very unlikely we'll be driven out of town. Be hung in a tree, that's unlikely tonight. These crowds are happy and loud. Children are up dancing in the streets. Sticky middle of the night, summer serenade of taxi horns and fun arcades, where right or wrong under neon every feeling goes. sidewalk is a history book and a circus, dangerous clowns balancing dreadful and wonderful perceptions they have been handed day by day, generations on down.
The group is As the Sea, featuring Nishon Holloway on vocals, pianist Mark Niskanen, bassist Andrew Rose, and drummer Christian Newman. They covered a song by Joni Mitchell and Charles Mingus called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. As the Sea was recorded at WMUK by engineer Martin Clem. If you're interested in hosting a house concert by As the Sea, you can get in touch with the group through Facebook. A link is also available on WMUK.org, where you can listen again to this interview and performance with As the Sea on WMUK.org. This is WMUK's Let's Hear It, a nightly program Tuesday through Friday featuring performances and interviews from West Michigan. If you'd like to know in advance the artists that are featured, join our email newsletter called Next Week on WMUK. It's easy to sign up at WMUK.org. Once again, thanks for joining me tonight for WMUK's Let's Hear It. I'm Kara Lawrence. Have a great weekend.